Agnes is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the
movies. That's right. Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How much I have missed that song.
Yeah, I was just thinking, it's been a few weeks since I've actually heard that one.
I think it's been about six or seven, but yeah, great to be back.
Fantastic. So we're going back to the movies. What are we watching this week?
This week, I have got something a bit unique from Aaron Taylor-Johnson and John Cena called The Wall. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with Pink Floyd.
I was thinking The Wall. It was the last one I saw was The Great Wall. You know, I haven't seen that one yet, but I remember us talking about The Great Wall.
Oh, so yeah, that was pretty average as well.
This is just the regular wall. So Aaron Taylor-Johnson, he's the kid out of Kick-Ass. That's all I know him from. And John Cena, he's a wrestler. He's a really terrific guy. He's actually a really nice guy. What do we think of this one?
Well, I think that it's a bit of a wasted opportunity, really. So, more or less, the story is that two American soldiers are walking through the Iraqi desert, where one of them gets shot, the other one hides behind a wall. And that's basically it for the rest of the movie. The one that's hiding behind the wall has a conversation with the sniper that shot his friend and also shot him in the leg. And that's basically it for the whole hour and a half.
So it sounds like, I mean, reading the synopsis of that one, it sounded like a fairly tight thriller. I mean, I think some of those thrillers can actually work quite well, where it is, you know, it's all like a mise-en-scene. It's almost like stuck in this one location
the entire time. Like a bottle episode.
Yeah, like a bottle episode on a television program. And, you know, Alfred Hitchcock did the famous one with Rope, you know, where it was all a stage play set in the one room. So I think these one location things can work quite well. Do they apply it well here?
I think it didn't. Really, because a lot of these bottle episodes or Mars and scenes work really well. For example, 127 Hours with James Franco, they had the flashbacks back to before when he got stuck with his arm pinned to a rock, or with Free Fire earlier this year, where it's a massive warehouse that all of the action is located in, but it had an amazing script as well. Here, not so much, because the characters seem more like they're more one-dimensional, more a bit more flat than the characters from 127 Hours or Community's various bottle episodes or Free Fire, because they seem more like just generic army soldiers, the usual, you know, mucking around before the action starts, and they don't really have much character to them. Like, I was just checking up the Google page for the movie, and the main character played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson is just called American Soldier. he's not even given a proper name, so the characters aren't really that memorable to convey the message behind the discussion that lasts for the whole movie.
So, I mean, I guess that was my second concern, or my concern about this film would be John Cena, like I say, he's a very, very nice guy. He does a lot for the Make-A-Wish Foundation over in the United States. I think he broke records with just how many sick kids he goes and visits in hospitals. But when I see John Cena in a film, I don't expect a lot of layers of subtlety. Now, this reminded me of perhaps this film, American Sniper, you know, which was received very much as a propaganda piece and making fairly flat characters again out of the American soldiers and the insurgents that they were fighting against. Any of that? Any sort of this propaganda feel?
I think it's a bit opposite from a propaganda feel, because the message that the movie was trying to convey was that the insurgents and the American soldiers are not so different. So they both go to a war zone and they're not entirely sure of the entire context behind the battle, but they're just there to shoot the other side, more or less. And it feels a bit too heavy-handed in that message. That was basically the entire conversation American soldier number one had with enemy sniper number one. That was basically the whole conversation, that they're very similar people, but the sniper's still going to shoot the soldier. And yeah, I feel like there could have been something a bit more that hooks in the audience for the whole hour and a half. It didn't quite work well as a thriller, because it's, you know, guy pops his head around the wall, gets shot at. It's a bit weak as a thriller in terms of the conceit, when, like, many of these other bottle episodes explore the characteristics behind the characters, like the personalities or the comedy, and it just didn't have any of that here.
So probably give this one a miss this weekend if we're looking to visit something on the silver screen.
Yeah.
Our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Kevin Suarez, joining me in studio, talking to us about The Wall.